Ruth's group talked about working with high schools for AP classes. We actually talked about, could we have more remedial classes online and possibly work with high schools to help better prepare our students who come to us at the university. So for those high schools that perhaps weren't preparing their students as well, that we could work with their students online, perhaps in bridge programs and during the summer, online, so that everybody comes on campus ready to go and ready to learn. And again, like many of the other groups said, we thought that would be a good opportunity for the three institutions to work together to work holistically and strategically to see how we can use online education to reduce the cost of the undergraduate degree. But then someone else in our group said that it might be even more valuable with graduate education. And we talked about the pharmacy school, for example. And then finally, we talked about the fact that it would be really great to hear from students about their perception. And we know we have students here, but we thought that we know students on campus are taking online classes. What is their reason for doing that? What is their experience? We thought about students who are taking complete online degrees. What is their experience? International students, non-traditional students. And we thought that we could possibly do this with surveys or focus groups.
Thank you. And now our last but not least group, the Gray Group. The facilitator was Mena Pratt Clark and the scribe, Karen Colley.
Our group had two questions we considered. Question three, our first question was about implementing the flipped classroom approach. We all agree that the U of I campuses cannot continue to be excellent institutions without employing technology to improve teaching, learning, and research, and agreed that technology changes the creation and dissemination of knowledge and allows instructors and students to be co-producers of that knowledge. The group was very positive about the concept of online education and especially about the flipped classroom for a lot of the reasons everyone's already talked about. The idea students come better prepared, a better, more effective learning environment, and that it may actually level the playing field between students of different backgrounds. However, we also agreed that students still find the face-to-face interactions very positive and that this should not be abandoned. So that really an overarching question is how we combine traditional learning with online technology to keep the best of both approaches, as well as the benefits perceived by employers and by graduate schools of a UI, UIS, and UIC education. I think we raised more questions than we actually answered in this section. And there are several different aspects that should be considered very carefully before making a large intellectual and financial investment. And these include, what will students of all sorts really want? What will make us more competitive, distinctive, and what will reduce costs? We talked, like another group I heard, a lot about cost. And we wondered if after an initial investment, would we expect lower costs over time as we adopt more online and blended learning? Would this approach promote shorter time to degree and decrease overall costs to the students? But then again, what about the cost of additional instructors for small group interactions and hands-on experiences for large classes, and additional staff to implement online courses and to train faculty? So in sum, we need to find a way to address these additional costs. And finally, employers and graduate schools come to U of I campuses because we select good students and give them excellent training. So we wondered finally whether increasing the number of students being online technology would actually dilute or enhance our brand, and I think we need to think about that. Our second question was question four, about using online course delivery to share courses across the U of I campuses. And like the other groups, we identified some successes in that area already. We already share across campuses and with other institutions by teleconferencing, online and face-to-face mechanisms, the College of Pharmacy and the interaction between Rockford and Chicago.